Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What is going on, everyone? It is your host with the most sauce, as they say, Cody Marinara. Appreciate you guys tuning in to this debut solo show that I have generated called Let That Marinate. You'll kind of understand what that topic and what that idea will mean here shortly. Of course, you can listen to myself and Junkyard James with the Beyond the Junkyard Wrestling Podcast. It takes place every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, live here on our YouTube channel. So definitely tune in. We're going to talk about the outcome of Revolution that happened this past Sunday for AEW, as well as Dynamite that's going to be taking place as of this recording tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on TBS. A lot to get into, but I'm really going to focus in on two different things tonight as we're going to be talking here. I'll be saving most of my overall thoughts for Revolution for tomorrow night's show on our live stream on YouTube. But tonight, really, we're going to be diving into kind of what I thought about the match card selection that took place on Sunday night of Revolution. Some controversy as it relates to that. We'll get into a little bit of that, as well as what's up with the title changes on free television here in 2025. Seems like we're getting a lot of those here on just weekly shows versus the big PLE or pay-per-views, whatever you want to call them. We're going to dive into that, as well as the match card for Revolution that I have some questions on. But first, we couldn't do this without some of the sponsors that are listed here. First of all, I want to go to Dubby, officially sponsored by Dubby, the energy formula here. We are sponsored by Dubby here at the Beyond the Junkyard Wrestling Podcast. Go to Dubby.gg, get you some of their energy products, and use the code BeyondTheYard checkout for 10% off of your order. And help support the podcast. JYJ used to drink some of their canned drinks. I unfortunately did not get a chance to get a hold of those, but I did have a couple tastes of what he had. Some damn good stuff, but I do believe that their canned products are no longer available. Just kind of the powder and the formulas that you need to mix into your drinks. Regardless, great product. It's all natural. It's not some of the hidden chemicals and additives that you may find in some of your zero sugar energy drinks. This is a great product, so I definitely recommend using them. Of course, it does help out the podcast as well. So once again, save 10% at checkout using the code BeyondTheYard for Dubby. Also want to thank StubHub for sponsoring us as well. We are a StubHub affiliate. You can buy your tickets. There'll be a link in the description. Use that link to find anything, concerts, events, plays, obviously sporting events, wrestling events. WrestleMania is coming up. I know you can find some tickets there on StubHub. Some of the AEW events that are coming up as well, you can certainly use StubHub. Opening day for baseball is right around the corner, so definitely check out StubHub for your tickets there as well. And like I said, for any other events, concerts, plays, sporting events, wrestling events, MMA, just about anything that has to do with going out and getting a ticket, use StubHub. You can use the link that's in the description. You can help support the podcast with that as well. We are also an affiliate of WWE Shop in affiliation with Fanatics. Once again, there'll be another code to buy your merchandise through the Fanatics experience with WWE Shop. Definitely support the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. This obviously is a Beyond the Junkyard affiliated podcast as well. So use the link in the description. You can get your gear as we are on the road to WrestleMania, just about a month away. Get you some fresh swag as we head into the show of shows and the granddaddy of them all. We want to look fly using the main event Jey Uso shirt, of course, as he's going to be main eventing, going against the world champion Gunther at WrestleMania. Cody versus the new heel John Cena. Definitely, if you want to rock out the American Nightmare and get your shirt and rock your gear in preparation for WrestleMania, definitely do that as well. So once again, use the link that's going to be in the description as well to go to Fanatics that are sponsoring us in affiliation with WWE Shop as well. So you can support us along the way as well. All right, now the fun stuff is out of the way with the sponsorship. Let's get into the meat and bones. Let's get into the actual topics that are at hand here. So, how was Revolution on Sunday? I hope everybody enjoyed it. I certainly did. I thought it was a very, very good show. Action-packed, fast-paced throughout the entire show. But again, I'm going to leave all my thoughts for that show here tomorrow night as we, myself and James, present, of course, Beyond the Junkyard live here on YouTube, 8 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow night. But the biggest thing I want to talk about going over that show really quickly that I'm also going to dive into tomorrow night, but more so right here, is the match card selection of the show. I thought AEW, Tony Khan, creative team, whoever helped kind of come up with this formula of some of the match card selections, I thought they did a great job with the opening match with MJF and Adam Page. I thought they delivered an awesome match, way to kick off the show. Such a good rivalry that had a few weeks built up to it, but definitely had people buying into it, and they delivered a very good match. And Heyman got the win, so that's good for him to get a main event or get a big time spot win over a main event caliber talent, of course, that MJF is. Interesting to see kind of where both of those characters go, if we get more of a trilogy or something like that in the near future, or if creative has both these guys in different directions. We'll obviously see and wait and find out. Not going to go through every single match that was on the card and the selection of it, but I want to get to the reason why this is really bringing this up is the fifth match on the card, the Hollywood Ending, Toni Storm versus Mariah May for the AEW World Women's Championship. Why was this fifth on the card? Now, of course, can't just go back, in hindsight, it is 2020, and if you watch the main event, it's totally different than just about the rest of the matches on the card. I don't want to say that the main event was crappy or sucked. It was just obviously not as action-packed and fast-paced as we had from pretty much six of the eight matches that were on the show. But even then, during the show, I questioned the hell out of this. Why in the world would we put on a story that we have been building and telling for over a year? Why are we putting this fifth on the card? I understand that these gals main evented Grand Slam Australia a month prior, not in Brisbane, Australia, and that's fantastic, and that's where Toni Storm defeated Mariah May to win back the AEW World Women's Championship. But why in the world was that fifth on the card? That storyline itself deserved to have a main event on a AEW pay-per-view. And to my knowledge, AEW has not had a women's match close out their pay-per-views. They've had plenty of their women's matches close out shows. Grand Slam Australia would be one. Collision, Rampage, Dynamite. And that's fantastic. And that's great. But this has arguably been the best built storyline that AEW has ever produced, ever had. But it goes on fifth. And I truly feel watching that match that these gals unfortunately felt the match had to be rushed. I felt like they got in way too many big spots too quickly, and they didn't let the match breathe, take in these big spots, let the crowd sink into it, and tell this story throughout the entirety of the match. I thought the match itself was great, intense, drama filled. You can feel the intensity, you can feel the emotion into that match, but I felt it was rushed. I just didn't feel like it deserved a fifth match on an eight-match card for a pay-per-view. This match, at the very least, should have co-main evented, but in my opinion, it definitely should have main evented. I feel like that was a big miss on the part of Tony Khan or whomever is in the creative team. Ultimately, I believe Tony Khan has the ultimate authority to create the match cards and create the, in the creative direction. He is the end-all, be-all. So this man, you gotta figure out that, listen, I understand that the world title is the world title, and that most of the time needs to be the main event. That has to be for the ultimate stakes, for the ultimate prize. But you gotta mix it up a little bit, and I feel that Tony Khan and AEW missed out on this one for sure. Mariah May and Tony Storm deserve to be in the main event of that pay-per-view. They should have been in the main event of that pay-per-view. If they would have gotten 30 minutes, we would have shaved off 5 minutes of Kenny versus Konosuke, shaved off maybe 5 minutes of Cope and Moxley, shaved off a couple minutes here and there of the tag team title match, of the continental title match. These gals should have had 25 to 30, 33 minutes to truly deliver this main event caliber storyline and the should have been main event caliber match that we unfortunately didn't get. I'm hoping that's a great learning lesson, and I hope that AEW is able to obviously perform better with these long-term storylines that are so, so layered well, so deep into the storytelling of it, and that we can have these great matches and great moments leading along the way in the story to maybe hopefully feature more women on the roster, and that they can not only main event more collisions and dynamites, but we get the main event spot that they deserve on these pay-per-views. Now, moving on, why do we have so many title changes on free television? On weekly TV shows, why do we have so many title changes here in the year of 2025? More so from one company than the other. And this is not so much of a so deeply hated tribalism between WWE and AEW, but AEW was always criticized and critiqued for the fact that they had so many title changes on their weekly TV shows over the past couple of years. And now another company, WWE, is doing that. And I'm not seeing as much of the criticism and hate for that as maybe I feel that it not only isn't deserved, but deserves to be questioned at the very least. Let's dive into that, though. Let's dive into that a little bit. So, if you look at every AEW current champion on the roster, and if you haven't watched Revolution, and of course this is going to be up right before Dynamite goes up as well, or even during Dynamite, so you may get a little bit of a spoiler, sorry, but just the way it is. Let's look at the current AEW champions. We're not really going to include ROH, but you know what? I'm going to include ROH, because I'm also going to include NXT with the WWE, so we might as well. So obviously Moxley is the world champion, we think. I haven't seen the title in 2 months, but we're assuming it's in the briefcase. And he did retain over Adam Copeland Sunday at Revolution. Moxley won this title back on October 12th, 2024 at WrestleDream, defeated Bryan Danielson. So he's had this title since October 2024, won it on a pay-per-view. Tony Storm, this is where we kind of start, you know, chalk this one up. Tony Storm defeated Mariah May to win back her AEW Women's World title at Grand Slam Australia in Brisbane on February the 15th of this year. So that was a weekly TV show. It technically took the spot of a collision. So chalk one up for AEW that there is a title change on a weekly TV show in 2025. Chalk up another one. We're now at two, because the Hurt Syndicate, Bobby Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, defeated Private Party on Dynamite January 22nd of 2025. I believe that was in Cincinnati. To become the new AEW World Tag Team Champions. They also retained their title at Revolution this past Sunday against the Outrunners. So make that two title changes for AEW in the year of 2025. We get to the TNT champion, Daniel Garcia. He defeated Jack Perry on November 23rd of 2024 at Full Gear, a pay-per-view. So we're still at two for AEW. The TBS champion is Mercedes Moné. Won the title last year, May 26, 2024, at Double or Nothing in Las Vegas. Defeated Willow Nightingale on that pay-per-view and has since ran a ramshot in the women's division and is still the TBS champion, successfully defending her title this past Sunday at Revolution against Momo Watanabe. So again, stay at two for the AEW side of things. You can chalk this one up to three if you really want to, although I don't think so. Because we get to the International Championship. Kenny Omega did defeat Kinosuke Takeshita to successfully win his first International Championship from Kinosuke Takeshita this past Sunday at Revolution. But that was on a pay-per-view, so I don't think we can really count this. Because it wasn't on a Collision, wasn't on a Dynamite, it was a pay-per-view. So I feel we're still at two. But congrats to Kenny on becoming the new International Champion. We get to the Continental Champion, which is Kazuchika Okada. He won that March 20th of 2024, almost a year from now, on a Dynamite against Eddie Kingston. But again, we're going 2025 on these weekly shows. So I'm not going to count this one as one of those, although Okada did win this title on a Dynamite. He successfully defended his title this past Sunday at Revolution against Brody King. But again, we're going 2025. Not going to count this. So we're still at two for AEW. The World Trios Champions, who I'm not even sure when the last time they defend their titles, if they'll defend their titles ever again. But it's the Death Riders with Wheeler Yuta, Claudio Castagnoli, and Pac. They won this at All In London, so again, August 25th of 2024. They defeated the Patriarchy of Christian Cage, Killswitch, and Nick Wayne. And so it was on a pay-per-view. Haven't defended it, I think, once since then, but still, they won that in 2024 on a pay-per-view. You get to Chris Jericho. He won the ROH World title on a Dynamite against Mark Briscoe back on October 23rd of 2024. Again, I'm not going to count that for the fact that it was still not in 2025. So we're going to still stick with two on the AEW side of things. Athena, the ROH Women's World Champion, defeated Mercedes Martinez at Final Battle December 10th of 2022. She has been the ROH Women's Champion for over 2 years now. That was on a pay-per-view, not a weekly show for ROH. The ROH World Tag Team Champions are Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara. They won that on August 17th of 2024 on a Collision, defeating Matt Taven and Mike Bennett of the Undisputed Kingdom. They, again, 2024, not going to count that. If I was saying both years, then yes, let's chalk that up. But I'm not going to count that for the fact that this hasn't been happening in 2025. ROH World TV Champion is Commander. He defeated Brian Cage at Final Battle on December 20th, 2024, pay-per-view. The ROH Women's TV Champion is Red Velvet. She defeated Billy Starks on July 26th of 2024 at Death Before Dishonor, pay-per-view. The ROH Pure Champion is Lee Moriarty. Defeated Wheeler Yuta for that title on Saturday, July 26th of 2024 at Death Before Dishonor. Again, a pay-per-view. And the ROH World Six-Man Tag Team Champions are the Sons of Texas, Dustin Rhodes, Marshall Von Erich, and Ross Von Erich. They defeated the Undisputed Kingdom of Roderick Strong, Matt Taven, and Mike Bennett at Battle of the Belts 11 on July 26th of 2024. That was a TV special, but it was on weekly TV. But again, I'm not going to count that for the fact that that was in 2024. So all in all, we've had two title changes in AEW in the year of 2025 that has taken place. Let's look at WWE. Of course, we're going to count NXT, and I understand the WWE has more championships. So for things like the Women's Intercontinental Champion that just had a debut champion, I'm not going to count that. We're just going to count kind of some of the actual title changes that took place. So we're going to start with Tiffany Stratton cashing in her Money in the Bank on the first SmackDown of 2025 on January the 3rd, where she cast in on Nia Jax, who had just retained her title against Naomi. And that's when Stratton cashed in the Women's Money in the Bank contract and won the Women's Championship. That's one. 3 days later, on the debut episode of Raw on Netflix, from the Intuit Dome in Inglewood, Los Angeles, California, Rhea Ripley defeated Liv Morgan to become the Women's World Champion on Raw. So chalk that up as two. We get to NXT New Year's Evil, which I'm not sure exactly when this took place. I know it took place in January, I believe. But that was a weekly show that happened on Tuesday on NXT, and Julie defeated Roxanne Perez. It was the NXT on CW premiere, I believe. Um, So yes, that was a rematch from the NXT on CW Premiere that took place in October of last year. So this happened this year in 2025. It was the rematch between Julia and Roxanne. Julia won to become the NXT Women's Champion on the NXT New Year's Evil special, but I was on the weekly edition of NXT on a Tuesday. I'm going to chalk that up as three. That same show, Obafemi won the NXT Championship over Trick Williams and Eddie Thorpe in a triple threat match. So now we're at four. I'm not going to count the fact that Lyra Valkyria won the IC Championship on a Raw because I was a debut champion, so I'm not even going to count that. We get to Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez winning the Women's Tag Team Championship on Raw on February 24th of this year. They defeated, I believe, Naomi and Bianca. So that's now five on weekly television that's happened in 2025 for Raw. Just a little over, almost 10 days ago, Io Sky defeated Rhea Ripley on March the 3rd to be the new women's champion, women's world champion on Raw. Now it's six. Shawn Spears won the North American Championship the next night on NXT on March 4th, defeating Tony D'Angelo. Now it's seven. LA Knight wins the U.S. Championship from Shinsuke Nakamura on March 7th. This past Friday on SmackDown. That's now eight. And then let's get to the fact that Stephanie Valkyrie is now a double champion and defeated Julia for the NXT Women's Championship last night, March 11th, on NXT. Nine title changes in less than three full months of weekly television in the WWE. The hell is going on, especially in the women's division? I mean, good Lord, we've had three on the Raw and SmackDown side. Two for the Raw Women's World title, and then obviously Tiffany cashing in the Women's in the Bank contract to become the Women's Champion. And then two in NXT with Julia and Stephanie Valkyrie now. And we get, and I understand that we need to have title changes happening every so often on weekly TV to create excitement, unpredictability, get people to watch, tune in, see that what can happen. You never know what's going to happen. I get that. But the fact that it's happened nine times in less than three full months of weekly television in WWE is ridiculous, in my opinion. I understand, especially with the Julia case, she's probably hurt. Need to get the title off of her. I get it. Totally get it. If she was that seriously hurt, why did she wrestle this match? Or are we just saving her for hopefully she comes back at is it Stand and Deliver that takes place during WrestleMania weekend? Are we hoping that's the case? Or why couldn't we just wait until Stand and Deliver, have Stephanie Valkyrie win it there, and then let Julia ride off? Or are we going to bring her up? Can't answer that. I just think it's so ridiculous for the fact that we've had so many title changes happen over the last 2.5 months, if we really want to count them all. And it just makes no sense to me. I don't want to hear anybody complaining and saying, well, AEW's had this before. Practice what you preach. You don't have to have these happen. Sometimes in the event of the injuries, and especially with NXT, we don't have as many pay-per-views, PLEs, whatever you want to call them. So I can slightly understand, especially with some of the mid-card titles like the North American Championship. Even the tag team titles, I can understand that. Even the women's, some of your bigger titles, you can have that happen. Very, very, very little. And I understand, like, the IC Championship hasn't changed hands on Raw or SmackDown. The World title, the WWE title, I get it. Tag team, the World Tag Team, I get it. But the fact that we've had so many title changes on free TV over the last 2.5 months leading up to WrestleMania season is a bit ridiculous. So how about that? How about we put a pause on the title changes here for just a little bit there? Paul and Michael Hickenbottom, can we put a pause on that? Can we just hold on for just a little bit? Let's wait till maybe WrestleMania season, and then afterwards, maybe one or two leading the road to SummerSlam. You got other big PLEs coming up as well. Let's take a pause for that. I know the criticism would happen on the AEW side if this kept happening. So I'm putting the ball in your guys' court. Let's stop that for just a tiny bit, okay? Let's let these title runs, let's let them have some longevity to them a little bit, to make these champions a little more credible. I understand the unpredictability of it all, but at the same time, you want to make these guys seem like, and these gals, seem like legit champions. Let's let these titles marinate. Like how that wordplay just happened, huh? Let that marinate, which is the title of this show in coordination with the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. Let's let these titles and these title reigns marinate. Give it a little bit of sauce. Give it a little bit of seasoning. Let it run its course. Eventually that sauce is going to expire. Eventually that sauce is going to run out. Eventually that sauce is going to be no good no more. We're going to get to that point. Sometimes the unpredictability can happen where you think the sauce is going well. And eventually either too many people come by and get it and it ends a little bit shorter than you want. It goes out, runs out quicker than you want. Or maybe the sauce, you had a bad batch. Got to start over. Got to throw it out. Out with the old, in with the new. Got to change up the seasoning. Got to change up the formula. Got to change up the way you do the sauce. I get it. But for most of these title reigns, just let them marinate, man. Let them marinate. I'm calling that for AEW. I'm calling that for WWE. AEW has not had so many title changes here recently on weekly television. I'm happy for that. Let's keep it that way. Very, very little. Understanding you got to do the unpredictability. Understanding you got to provide the entertainment. You got to have some of these happen every now and then. Let's not have 5 in 3 months. The pace AEW is on right now, where we've had 2 in the first 2.5 months of the year, okay with that. Tag Team Championship and the Women's World Title. But to let them marinate. That's all I ask. Just let them marinate. Guys, that's it for me for episode 1. I appreciate you tuning in. This will not be a so much of a weekly thing. This is going to happen on things that I really feel that I really need to speak out upon before we get to the Beyond the Junkyard live streams on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern. All right, here on YouTube. But some of these bigger events, things that may happen, things that I've really just got to get off my chest a little bit earlier, things that I just feel really, really, really passionate about. This is when these shows will happen. So didn't do much of a promotional aspect of this, but we'll make sure to keep that up. We'll make sure to promote this on the website at junkyardmediagroup.com. We'll make sure to plug this away and also to be on the Junkyard podcast on the live streams and the social media platforms on X and Facebook, things like that. So I'll make sure to keep you guys tuned in as to when these will happen. These will be obviously recorded episodes, unless somehow, some way, I just get a real big feel, had too much sauce, and I got to explode, and I just got to let these things happen a little bit sooner. So we will give you the proper advance notice in the meantime for that. But I do thank y'all for tuning into this. Let me know what you liked, what you didn't like. Give me some feedback on that. What things you like, you want me to talk about. And if not, bring those into the Beyond the Junkyard live streams on Thursday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern. We also have a Discord. Please join that, the Junkyard Media Group Discord. That will be in the links in the description, not only for this show, but also for our live streams that will take place each and every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern. Do you know when the live streams happen? Because I feel like I've said that a little too much here on this show. Once again, I want to thank our sponsors, Dubby, the Energy Formula, StubHub, as well as WWE Shop through the Fanatics program as well. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. I am Cody Marinara. Stay saucy, friends. We will see you in the next episode for Let That Marinate. And again, as always, stay saucy. Beyond the Junkyard.